There are no messages in the chat box. If you have any questions, please raise your hand so that I know I can point to you. Yeah, Martina, go ahead.
Namaste, Shekharji. Thank you
Yeah.
very much for your wonderful class today and also for the meditation, of course. Excellent. I would have a very quick technical question. Once we have come to Apavada, can or should we drop the Maya as Mithya altogether, or should we keep, however, Maya as Mithya? Because, really speaking, Maya would not be used anymore. Because even if one were to ask, well, then from what depends the manifestation and the unmanifestation, then I can always come with the dream example and say, as in dream, the individual mind projects, has the vasanas which come up, and these vasanas then project the dream world. I could then explain the appearance on consciousness of the waking world in the same way, telling that it is the cosmic mind in which now the vasanas have come up and project this world. So how would you take it concerning Maya? Would you take off the term altogether, or would you keep it as Mithya?
Okay, good. You're talking about the ultimate final stage in meditation. In the final stage in meditation, you drop Maya completely, 100%. Exactly like when you have woken up from dream. Absolutely not even 0.001% of dream is with you. So similarly, you should have the feeling when you are Turiya Atma, there is nothing called as waking state. I alone am there. No Maya also. Maya is a principle introduced by Advaita Vedanta to explain to the junior seekers to rise and come to the level of Turiya Atma. Once you have reached Turiya Atma in meditation, drop 100% of all your thoughts and say, I am Turiya Atma. I am Akhanda Turiya Atma, indivisible. Nitya Turiyatma. That's it. There's no more Maya. But when you come out of meditation and again open the eyes and you see the world, you see the class, you see the sound, you see the everything, at that time you say, this is Maya. When you're dropping yourself from the Adhishtanam to the Adhyasa world, you say, Adhyasa, world is Adhyasa, world is Maya.
Very clear. Very
Ultimately,
clear.
when you again, that means you're not in, when you say world is Maya, you're not saying that I am part of Maya. I am Satyam. I
Yes,
am
of course.
Turiya. So at the ultimate stage, you only understand in your mind, in the intellect, and the proof is your intellect should never ask for any other proof. The proof is the Mandukya Upanishad. It is the Shastram. It is the Pramanam. To say that I am Nitya Mukta Atma, you can only say with the help of Shastram as the Pramanam. There is no other proof for this. Don't search for any other proof. It is not there. The words of the scriptures give you the meaning of who you are in your ultimate real nature. And then let the experiences of sukham, dukham, you know, mixed experiences, let them come and go. And you are always standing on the Turiya Atma as you, the final truth.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank
These are extremely deep questions, but very important questions to get clarified, because there could be a lot of obstacles if you don't clarify that out. Anybody else has any other remark, any other anything which you have understood, you found good in today's session? What in the meditations, what we are doing are very, very advanced meditation sessions. These are extremely, they are very, very powerful meditations. I'm sure people, if you are following this up, you will be able to absorb and understand the truth. The objective of doing this meditation is to crystallize our own ideas about who we are. Okay, if there are no other questions, I will stop here. We'll continue next week. Namaste.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Thank
Namaste.
you.
Hari Om.
Namaste.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Namaste. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Thank you.
Hari Om.
Hari
Om.
Om.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Shikha.
Thank you. Thank you.